A good and Erev Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Shir number 164. We mentioned in the last year to trust your journey. You know, once you self-corrected everything that you needed to correct and regretted everything, we all make wrong turns. We all make mistakes. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh teyva la'yecheta. And just because you made a wrong turn doesn't mean it won't bring you to the right place. Ultimately, you'll be in the right place where you're meant to be. And that is the idea that we talked about so many times, that regret, there's healthy and unhealthy regrets. And when you have unhealthy regrets, it'll trap you. But if you use it in a healthy way, it'll propel you forward, where that very thing that you're correcting, that negativity, is transformed into positive energy. Another aspect of working through things to build up the self-esteem in our lives is to overcome our fears as best as we could. Because when our self-esteem suffers, we usually give too much power to the fear and to the anxiety that we feel. And therefore, it's important, each one of us, to get out of our comfort zones, at least to a certain extent. Something that we're fearful of, but we know that it's important for us to confront. Instead of to avoid, we have to work towards confronting that fear. For example, if you're afraid of rejection, but nevertheless you know it's important to have a conversation with someone that you wanted to meet, or someone you wanted to get to know better, or someone that you know that you could benefit from, but you're shy or withdrawn or worried about rejection, you do your best to initiate that conversation as best as you could. And regardless of whether you get a positive or negative reception, whether they're welcome or warm or they're not, if your goal is to proactively work to overcome your fears, you will achieve that goal no matter what. So that's another aspect of overcoming our fears. Another one which we mentioned is that attitude of a gratitude journal, of appreciating all the good things in your life that'll help you stay positive, because positivity, like Tzemach Tzedek we quoted, Trachtgut V'Zangut, will keep you and bring you a long way. Another lesson to learn, this is especially important with a married couple, husband to wife to husband, or Bein Adam L'Chaveiro overall, to perform and give acts of love, to spread the joy of connection and kindness to others, doing somebody a favor, texting or writing to someone that you're thinking of them or what you admire about them. The best gifts that you could give a person are usually not the things that necessarily you buy in a store. It's the intangible gifts of love and kindness that people will remember for days later, weeks later, months later, sometimes even years later, that keeps them going. That's a very important idea. Another thing is which is something that is hard for us if we're prone to have negative thoughts that robs us from our self-esteem. Yetzer hara does this. They're like tenants hanging in our brain that give us negativity, and we have to, they're not good tenants. It's time to kick them out and replace them with healthy thoughts, with healthy thoughts, to get out of negative thinking. Now, when you're feeling low about yourself, you do your best to snap like a rubber band, try to move yourself and shift yourself into the positive, right mindset. One way of doing this is that for everything that you see wrong in yourself or in others, think of something that is right. People don't usually use this expression. Usually the expression that you tell other people in the negative mode is what is wrong with you. And when it's turned inward into self-bashing, it's what is wrong with me. And people don't ask the reverse. Instead of saying what is wrong with you, ask yourself, what is right with you? What is wrong with me? Instead of saying that, what is right with me? What is right with me? That's why looking in the mirror, people have difficulty looking at it, because you see your perceived flaws. When you switch to a non-judgmental beginner's mind, you see new things, you see potential, you see growth, and you see greatness. Another aspect is very important is to manage stress. And this takes a lot of work, and we're going to try to talk about this more. One way is visualizing a guitar. The way the guitar works is if you tighten the strings too much, they will snap. But if you don't tighten them enough, they're not going to sound right. So you tighten the strings just enough with just the right amount of tension that will allow you to play beautiful music. That's how you treat stress in your life, like music to your ears. It's a balance. You need some stress in our lives because we need to grow. And we need a certain level of that anticipation of things that need to be done. And that's important. That's like tightening the strings to get it functioning, to make it beautiful. But when it gets too much, it snaps. So we have to work out and recognize the balance in life. The Rambam in general, with some exceptions to the rule, but in general, says take the middle road with everything in your life. And that is the idea. Of course, like we mentioned before, mistakes don't define you. You're a good and beautiful person, even though you fall short many times. Mistakes are inevitable. Beating yourself up about them is optional. It's your choice. And the beating up of oneself or of others for mistakes is counterproductive. It is negative, and it creates harmful feelings and emotions in yourself. So the idea is, don't be defined by the mistakes that you made, no matter what they were. That's not you. That's not the true version of yourself, especially once you did everything you can to correct those mistakes. You strive to be the best version of yourself. Don't try to be a version of somebody else. That's a very important insight also. Strive to be the best version of yourself. And that's much better than being or trying to be the version of somebody else. Whatever your capacity is, you can go beyond that with your own koyach, with what Hashem gave you. So that's an important thing, because this is helpful in the removal of unhealthy jealousy, that we are jealous of other people in a negative way that eats at us. But when we realize we have everything we need, and have emunah about that, Hashem gives us everything we need. And when we're lacking something, it's not a matter of complaining about it to somebody else or being resentful about it, but ask Hashem to fill that void. Ask Hashem to fill whatever void. Be happy with what you have. You have a right to ask more. Harchev picha v'amaleu. Widen your mouth and I will fill it up for you. Hashem wants to give. So you have an address, and the address is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Self-care is not selfish. Shmartem is nafshei seichem. That's another idea that's very, very important. You have to sometimes thank yourself, just like you thank others. If you were persevered, even though you were tired, and you learned and davened anyway, you thank yourself. You pat yourself on the back. You're grateful to Hashem for it. Of course, it doesn't make you become arrogant, oh, how great I am, but it does make you feel good to the extent that Baruch Hashem, I'm getting there. When you were not in the kindest moods and you were kind to somebody else, thank yourself for it. If you developed some courage to go on after some adversity or bump in the road, pat yourself on the back. Thank Hashem for it. Letting go of someone close to you who's not healthy for you to pull away, thank yourself for that. You thank yourself for every healthy choice you make, and you thank yourself for trying even in the face of mistakes that you may make or have made. And part of that is to be at peace with yourself. Release yourself from the self-doubt. Trust your path that you have taken. Daven to Hashem every day. Take comfort in the fact that you're doing your best, you're trying your best, you're making the best out of what comes your way. That is the idea. You have to give yourself encouragement. Just like you have to give other people encouragement, you have to give yourself encouragement. Self-compassion and healthy self-esteem do tend to go together. You could write yourself chizik if that helps you. Be grateful for the good in the life. Be grateful for Hashem. To help, and you use these skills and gifts that you have within you. You have within you love. You have within you empathy. You have within you forgiveness. You have within you respect. You have within you acceptance. You have within you the chizik to be able to help other people as well. Again, the higher self-esteem you had, we mentioned this a few shiurim ago, the more kayach you will have to help others, to contribute to others. That is another key why it's not selfish to build yourself up. You need to build yourself up to be the best version of yourself, not just for yourself, but to help others, to be inspiration to others, including your own husband and wife, and including your own children. But again, instead of beating yourself up for actions you regret, focus on the hurts that let you make those missteps, and find soothing words to be mechazik yourself. You forgive yourself, and you give the gift of forgiving others, or allow others to forgive themselves. Choose love over judgment. Choose connection over isolation. Choose acceptance over bitterness. Choose forgiveness over grudges. Choose healing over loss. Choose learning over stagnation. Choose optimism over pessimism. And that is so important. So the idea is to learn to love yourself one day at a time, to build yourself up every day one at a time, to connect with Hashem more and more every moment of the day. He is your best friend. It is Him you turn to. And it's from Him all your Yeshuas come. Bracha v'atzlacha.